This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cal OSHA board blasted for chaotic hearing. Coffee ban loses energy. And Thompson insists he'll have D's on the farm bill. Businesses blast Cal OSHA board over chaotic hearing. A Cal OSHA board hearing last month erupted in chaos after the Newsom administration rejected the agency's costly proposal for indoor heat protections. Board Chair Dave Thomas called the move BS. He adjourned the hearing, then reopened it and voted on the defunct proposal. At a Thursday hearing, business interests reacted to the surprising actions. Helen Cleary, director of the Weimar Regulatory Roundtable, had already shared frustrations in January over the agency's contempt for employers. She said the March hearing showed a, quote, broad lack of understanding, transparency, and even respect for the rulemaking process. Cleary pressed for answers on how the board can vote on a regulation that it had already pulled from the agenda and asked how it can knowingly push through an incomplete rulemaking package. Cal Chamber policy advocate Rob Moultrie called it troubling and insulting that labor interests continue to blame employers for the administration's decision, alleging a backroom deal. Brian Little of California Farm Bureau frustrated that employers had shared the same fiscal concerns as the administration and the board never acted on them. If the process isn't fixed, warned Michael Miller of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, we feel what will happen last month would very well become the norm. The response, well, before closing the hearing, a somber Thomas apologized and referred to himself as a cranky 66-year-old. Now take note, the agency plans to revise the rulemaking package with exemptions for corrections facilities and to expedite a vote on it before summer heat wave kicks in. A coffee ban gets watered down. Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes of Colton has stepped back from banning the use of methylene chloride in the production of decaf coffee. She has amended AB 2066 to instead require a warning label on the products. The move was in response to steep opposition from the food industry and to the reality that nearly all of the coffee is produced outside of the U.S. The rebranded Clean Coffee Act gained only a lukewarm response at its first hearing this week. The National Coffee Association contended that no scientific evidence exists that connects decaf coffee to negative health impacts. Assembly member Akilah Weber, who is a gynecologist in San Diego, raised skepticism over the lack of research to show that pregnant women drinking decaf coffee can lead to birth defects. Remember, coffee has frazzled regulators as well. At Cal EPA office added it to a Prop 65 cancer warning list, but later pulled it from the label regulation after finding no significant risk. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Klamath Basin farmers, we're not getting our share of water. An organization representing farmers in the Klamath Basin of Oregon and California says they're getting 35% less water than they need this year, even though the Bureau of Reclamation says they'll have access to 230,000 acre feet. Within a few weeks, Upper Klamath Lake will be completely full for the first time in 7 years, and the snowpack is in good shape for this time of year, said Paul Simmons, executive director of the Klamath Water Users Association. Yet we are looking at the fifth worst allocation in the 120 years since the Klamath project was authorized. FDA coalition, Biden funding request, not enough. The Alliance for a Stronger FDA, a coalition that includes industry and consumer advocacy groups, says the agency needs more funding than the White House is requesting for fiscal 2025. The group is asking Congress to provide the same amount the Biden administration proposed for FY24, some $214 million more than the FY25 request. The FDA's mission expands and its responsibilities grow every year, the Alliance says. Its vital activities must keep up with more sophisticated and complex markets that are driven by globalization, competition, and innovation. The request includes at least $1.35 billion for human food safety programs and $255 million for animal drugs and feed. These will support agency needs like implementing its traceability rule and upcoming changes to agricultural water standards, the Alliance says. Take note, Califf told House appropriators yesterday the agency is reducing its financial aid to state and local food inspection programs due to fiscal constraints. BLM makes legal case for conservation rule. The Bureau of Land Management argues that its new rule allowing conservation leases of BLM land can withstand legal challenges even if they reach the Supreme Court. In 2022, the High Court used what's known as the major question doctrine to find that the EPA had gone too far in trying to regulate greenhouse gas emissions without explicit direction from Congress. Some commenters raise the possibility that BLM's rule could meet the same fate, but BLM says the Supreme Court's decision in that case does not apply to the public lands rule. The agency says both its own analysis and court rulings show that the Federal Land Policy Management Act's animating principles of multiple use and sustained yield embrace conservation use as an integral component of the BLM stewardship of the public lands. By the way, environmental groups are welcoming the rule, but the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and its Public Lands Council say the rule, quote, runs counter to the agency's statutory mandate to balance the multiple uses of public lands, including recreation, energy, mining, timber, and grazing. The rule instead rearranges agency priorities by putting a new single use on equal footing with long-established uses that Congress explicitly directed, those groups say. Here's today's He Said It. There are three pillars to food safety. One is microbiologic. The second is nutrition. And the third is the chemical issue. And it's been underserved at the FDA and underfunded and underemphasized. That's FDA Commissioner Roger Califf during a House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee hearing yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 19th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.